Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're tuned to Money FM 89.3. This is Prime Time. It's time for Career 360. Well, at the time when health systems in Asia and globally are struggling to keep up with a growing demand for services and rising costs, how does Singapore fare when it comes to health expenditure for stress-related illnesses? Several other studies have established a significant productivity losses from stress, from absenteeism to reduction in tax revenue. Well, Cigna's research found that 87% of workers globally feel stressed and 12% feel that stress is unmanageable. And this new research will show how this endemic stress is affecting health systems across many countries, including Singapore. We speak to Julian Manguel, Chief Executive Officer over at Southeast Asia and Regional Health Solution at Cigna Thailand, about the financial burden of a chronic stress to health systems. Well, Julian, what are some of the key takeaways from the report?
Well, we looked at 9 markets across the world, UK, US, Australia, as well as some of the Asian markets, including Hong Kong, Thailand and Singapore. And amazingly, we found that about a quarter of hospital admissions and nearly 1 in 5 emergency department visits were related to stress. And that really is a bit of a worry. I mean, the report ultimately shows there's a need for a system-wide approach to address both the causes of stress and to ensure systems are in place to really provide support to people going through that.
Mm-hmm. And how do stress-related illnesses impact productivity in the workplace?
Well, there's a couple of aspects to this. The first aspect is that in Singapore alone, $2.3 billion US are being spent every year on stress-related illnesses. And that's putting, obviously, a huge amount of strain in financial terms. And really, behind this is this always-on work culture, you know, where we're checking our emails, we're checking social messages, calls all the time. And really, what it's having an impact on at work is that people are, you know, a bit less energy, less sleep because of these demands. And it's giving rise to something called presenteeism, which is where people may be physically there at work, but maybe not able to achieve so much because of those distractions.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so what does this mean then for businesses and their spending habits?
Well, really, I mean, the opportunity here for businesses is to make a difference. And obviously, stress generally, as you know, is a taboo subject, so particularly mental health. So really the opportunity here is for businesses to create a culture that's open, one where people can talk about the stress they're feeling, and really then to invest into programs. And so at Cigna, we're really committed to working with employers and passionate about wellness at work, where we can partner with them to create meaningful and targeted programs which meet the physical and mental needs of a range of employees.
And talk to us, what are some of the causes of stress? What are seen as some of the causes of stress?
A number, really. I mean, when we look at the causes of stress today, I mean, there's a range of subjects, but really I'd go back to this always-on culture. When we did our 360 wellbeing survey, we looked into a number of countries, how people felt, and it really was this. Imagine at the weekends, I worry about emails, I worry about calls and everything else, and I keep looking at messages that may or may not be there. So really, a lot of that's this pressure. And the second piece is my inability to maybe recognize the symptoms or to talk about them. And so because I don't talk about them, it becomes a bigger burden. So really, there's a lot of opportunity here to, again, focus in on literacy around this and creating a culture where people can talk about it.
Well, I'm just a bit curious, Julian. I mean, how differently does it impact female and male employees? I mean, do they impact them differently?
From the results we see, the themes are relatively consistent at this stage. And those themes are really, as I mentioned, one is that always-on culture. But the second piece that it's driving really is around the fact that people work really hard. They want to make a difference. They want to make more time for family, and they don't necessarily have that time because of the level of work they're making. And that impacts women and men equally, because both play such key roles in family and how important family is, especially in an Asian culture.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking to Julian Manguel, Chief Executive Officer, Southeast Asia and a Regional Health Solution over at Cigna Thailand, who's all the way in Hong Kong right now. Well, Julian, talk to us about the stigma behind mental health and how to overcome it?
Yeah, in many Asian countries, mental health is still really a taboo subject. And as a result of it, people don't want to talk about it. Or, more importantly, they don't even recognize the effects of it. And so, really, in these traditional communities where people have this reluctance, we see that stigma gets exacerbated by really, you know, low levels of knowledge that I'm going through stress and maybe not having access to services that help me deal with it. So, really, our aim here is to how do we break those taboos? How do we get people starting to talk about this, recognizing that they're stressed, and then restarting to create a debate, really, where people have the courage to speak out, and then we can actually help them to address these needs.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, the topic as we talk today is the stressed out workforce is not something that employers and even organizations want to have, but still is really something that they have to deal with. It. For instance, how do you think employers and organizations can better mitigate this issue of a stressed out workforce? I mean, in the first place, is it even their responsibility?
Look, I look at it this way. I think as an employer, we always will take the approach of how do we create the right culture for our people and how do we help a society? And so in this case, I look at it as companies creating an open culture where people have the time to communicate with one another, take an interest in them as part of their culture. But secondly, as a result, from that understanding and that openness, people are able to speak up and with courage and confidence address these types of issues. And I also think that it's important for employers as they go forward to have some protocols. So, you know, giving people time to maybe make time for family, do sport, other things that take some of those stress levels away. For me personally, as you said today, I'm on the phone to you from Hong Kong. I travel extensively across the region. When I'm traveling, I try to make time for myself, and most importantly, in those hours of need, I mean, Harry Potter fans will probably get this. I hope it makes sense. I will think about a Patronus, and for me, mm-hmm. my Patronus is the thing that keeps me going and keeps my stress levels managed on my family mm-hmm. and my children. So that's my way of coping with it. So mm-hmm. there's a bit about employers, but there's a bit about enabling employees to have their own mechanisms to cope.
So you would agree that it is their responsibility to kind of handle and mitigate these issues, eh?
I think it's a partnership. I mm-hmm. think it's an opportunity for employers to make a difference. And I think also it's about enabling employees to be able to deal with these types of challenges. I don't believe in the modern world that these issues are going to go away. We're all subject to stress. We all want to make a difference. And so it's really creating an environment where we're able to deal with that, speak up and have the courage to do so, and have support structures in place to be successful.
So if I'm a company owner right now, tuning into this chat that we're having, how can my organization take this more seriously, take this topic of a stressed out workforce more seriously?
Well, I think the start point for this is, and one of the most helpful ways maybe, is to champion leaders like myself to talk about it and reshare our own experiences. So to make stress not a taboo subject, but something we can all openly speak around. And so we get to the point where people say, well, you know, everybody suffers some level of stress. And it's not something that's going to go away in this modern society with the digital tools we have at our fingertips. And so I think it's about employees recognizing it's okay to be stressed. It's not a weakness to admit stress. It's actually a strength. And then putting in programs in place to support it. So one example just from Singapore, you know, we talk about the use of, say, mental health first aiders. There's a great e-learning course run right now by Changi General Hospital and Temasek, a foundation, which was launched by the Deputy Prime Minister last year. So there are great examples in places like Singapore today of things that are starting to happen to address these issues. We just need to keep doing more to make a difference for our employees.
Well, Julian, you are the CEO of Cigna Thailand. So tell us more about Cigna's See Stress Differently campaign.
Yes, well, our See Stress Differently campaign that we started this year was to start to really bring stress to life. And what we wanted to do is we partnered with a digital artist. We really wanted to bring it in a way that was easy to talk about. So we create an image in different colors, and the colors of the image would show how stressed you might be feeling that particular moment. It's not meant to be a diagnosis, but really create an awareness. So how we feel when we feel stressed, and then be aware of it. But then secondly, start thinking about what could we do to address it? What would our plan be? And we try to really create an environment where people start to think about making periods of time for themselves to unwind, finding locations where they can de-stress, find the activity they enjoy to keep them occupied, and also finding someone that they're comfortable to talk to about these things. So again, it was a very practical way to bring it to life.
Mm-hmm. Well, Julian, you mentioned earlier on that you yourself personally, you travel a lot for work. I mean, we kind of know that you how you manage your stress. But if I ask you for advice to others, to tell others how to manage the stress, what would you share?
My advice would be always trying to make some time. We're not always in control of our diaries and our time. We've got many demands, family, friends, employers, etc. But I think for me, it's all around, how do I make some time for myself and for my family? And those things are important. How do I create, therefore, that environment where I can take a break, do something that's going to make me feel better? That could be a physical activity, talking to someone I love. And then from that, how do I really sort of engage? And so for me, it's really about that, making that time to make a difference and taking it seriously.
Well, Julian Mangwell, Chief Executive Officer of Southeast Asia and Regional Health Solution at Cigna Thailand, thank you very much for your time and thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.